A new report has found that 469 people have been killed in fighting between Islamist insurgents and allied Ethiopian Somali government troops in Mogadishu since the start of October. The report issued today by the Elman Peace and Human Rights Organization says that another 840 were wounded in the capital city during the same period. As the violence escalates in the Somali capital, the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development is trying to provide assistance to those forced from their homes by the fighting. However, CAFOD spokesperson Nick Bretholt says it is difficult to gauge whether they will be able to sustain their relief efforts.
Mogadishu is a very, very difficult environment to operate in. When we started operating, there was no roadblocks at all. The food aid could simply be taken from Mogadishu all the way up to the camp. Today, the situation has changed quite dramatically. There are four checkpoints on this road, and so that environment is just getting more and more complex. So whether the operation can sustain more checkpoints, that I actually don't know. I think there is a limit. Such a difficult environment is obviously very challenging. Whether we can continue with our partner to support, I don't know. I definitely hope so. We cannot say anything half a year to come.